Welcome to part 11 of our special offseason positional series. Today, we take a look at safety. Now, the Giants' two starting safeties are pretty much etched in stone, Onchar Roll and Kenny Phillips. Now, the defensive backfield last year was inconsistent, but Onchar Roll knows everything turned around against the Jets in Week 16.
It had to do with a mindset, you know, as well for our coaches as well as players. I think we finally all got on the same page. We finally went to, that game saying, look, this is how we're going to play. This player's going to play this position. He's going to do this. And we made sure that we had our core group of who was going to finish out the remainder of the season, however many games that was left. Once we all bought into the same system, we all knew that we all had to be on deck and all in. And everyone did their own job. No one tried to do too much. And, you know, it turned out very effective.
Onchar was stuck playing a lot of slot corner last year, but he expects to be back at his traditional safety position in 2012. Then you have Kenny Phillips. Now, 3 years removed from very serious knee surgery, he seems to be poised for a breakout season. Playing safety, he hopes to make a lot of plays for the Giants in that defensive backfield. Then you have Tyler Sash, a draft pick for the Giants in 2011. He played a lot of special teams last season and is good against the run. He hopes to improve against the pass this year. The Giants also brought in some help from outside the organization in the form of Stevie Brown from the Indianapolis Colts. Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel was very impressed with the versatility he showed at OTAs and minicamp.
He showed me some things that I didn't see in his workout. Steve really did a good job in covering ground from the post position, from the half position. I thought he had some blitz ability when we worked on the blitzes. He was a guy that I thought, hey, we could do some multiple things with. I didn't think that initially, but after OTAs and minicamp, I thought he did some nice things for us.
Chris Horton was also brought in the offseason, a fifth-year player out of UCLA. The Giants hope can bring some veteran presence to that safety spot. Then you have a couple of undrafted free agents. First, let's start with Will Hill. He was highly recruited out of New Jersey, coming out of high school before going into the NFL. Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel was very impressed with his athleticism and his potential.
I think he's a talented young man. The volume of things that we do, you can see, taxed him a little bit. But again, we will try to put him in a position where he can have success and have, you know, not have so much to think about in the preseason games.
There's also Jansen Jackson, a player with a ton of talent. The Giants hope finally puts things together on the pro level. He was an undrafted free agent. And so was JoJo Nicholas out of Miami. He'll have an opportunity to show the coaches what he can do up at training camp. That's safeties, folks. In just a couple of days, we'll do special teams, and then the Giants are up at Albany for training camp. The 2012 season is underway in just a few days. Can't wait. Make sure you check out our coverage right here on Giants.com.